Chapter 19 Of Bearing Injuries, and Who Shall Be Approved as Truly Patient. What sayest thou, my son? Cease to complain. Consider my suffering and that of my saints. Thou hast not yet resisted unto blood. Hebrews 12, verse 4. It is little which thou sufferest, in comparison with those who have suffered so many things, have been so strongly tempted, so grievously troubled, so many wise proved and tried. Thou oughtest therefore to call to mind the more grievous sufferings of others, that thou mightest bear thy lesser ones more easily. And if they seem not to thee little, see that it is not thy impatience which is the cause of this. But whether they be little, or whether they be great, study to bear them all with patience. So far as thou settest thyself to bear patiently, so far thou dost wisely, and art deserving of the more merit. Thou shalt also bear the more easily, if thy mind and habit are carefully trained hereunto. And say not, I cannot bear these things from such a man, nor are things of this kind to be borne by me, for he hath done me grievous harm, and imputeth to me what I had never thought. But from another I will suffer patiently such things as I see I ought to suffer. Foolish is such a thought as this, for it considereth not the virtue of patience, nor by whom that virtue is to be crowned, but it rather weigheth persons and offences against self. He is not truly patient, who will only suffer as far as seemeth right to himself, and from whom he pleaseth. But the truly patient man considereth not by what man he is tried, whether by one above him, or by an equal or inferior, whether by a good and holy man, or a perverse and unworthy, but indifferently from every creature, whatsoever, or how often soever, adversity happeneth to him, he gratefully accepteth all from the hand of God, and counteth it great gain. For with God nothing which is borne for his sake, however small, shall lose its reward. Be thou therefore ready for the fight, if thou wilt have the victory. Without striving, thou canst not win the crown of patience. If thou wilt not suffer, thou refusest to be crowned. But if thou desirest to be crowned, strive manfully, endure patiently. Without labour, thou drawest not near to rest, nor without fighting comest thou to victory. Make possible to me, O Lord, by grace what seemeth impossible to me by nature. Thou knowest how little I am able to bear, and how quickly I am cast down when a like adversity riseth up against me. Whatsoever trial of tribulation may come to me, may it become unto me pleasing and acceptable. For to suffer and be vexed for thy sake is exceeding healthful to the soul.